This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Taliban fighters are patrolling the streets of Kabul, Afghanistan on Monday. The capital's international airport was frenetic, with thousands of Afghans looking for a way out. The Associated Press is sourcing senior U.S. military officials saying seven people are dead from the chaos at the airport. U.S. President Joe Biden will address the nation about Afghanistan, as the U.S. sends more troops there to deal with the Taliban takeover. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The White House says the president's traveling back from Camp David to speak about the U.S. evacuation from Kabul's airport. At least seven people there are dead, including some who fell from a departing U.S. military plane. Flights were suspended as troops tried to clear civilians from the tarmac. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says American troops killed two armed people, and more forces are on the way.
We will continue to expand our security presence as needed.
Another 1,000 troops will go straight to the airport instead of being on standby in Kuwait. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Doctors and aid workers rushed to get flights to southwestern Haiti on Monday ahead of a looming storm. Hospitals in the devastated area are struggling to cope with casualties from a major earthquake that killed at least 1,297 people. Saturday's 7.2 magnitude quake brought down thousands of homes and buildings in the deeply impoverished country, a country still recovering from the assassination of its president, Jovenel Moïse, last month. The areas in and around the city of Les Cayes suffered the biggest hit, putting enormous strain on local hospitals. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Delta strain of the coronavirus is driving up the COVID caseload in the U.S. 700% from the beginning of July. That's approximately 129,000 new infections a day. Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, told this to the television show Fox News Sunday. Collins said the caseload could jump to as many as 200,000 a day, rivaling the worst days of the COVID outbreak in January and February. Collins also said people who have not yet been vaccinated are sitting ducks and urged them to get the COVID vaccine as the highly contagious Delta variant sweeps across the country. Australia has procured 1 million Pfizer vaccine doses from Poland. More than half of the vaccines are slated for 20 to 39-year-olds in New South Wales in 12 local government areas that have had COVID outbreaks. The rest of the vaccines will be distributed on a per capita basis to other states and territories, according to the government. Zambian President Edgar Lungu conceded defeat on Monday. His concession came after a landslide election win by opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema. Hichilema will face the challenge of reviving an economy in turmoil. The election marked the country's third peaceful handover of power to an opposition party. When the celebrations died down, Hichilema, who's a former CEO at an accounting firm, will need to focus on resuscitating a flagging economy. A Russian court imposed 18 months of freedom of movement restrictions on jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's spokesperson, Kira Yarmish. The restrictions come after finding her guilty of breaching COVID-19 safety rules, according to her Twitter account. Russia has cracked down on the opposition before a parliamentary election next month, and many of Navalny's most prominent allies have left Russia or face prosecution. The court banned Yarmish from leaving her home at night, taking part in rallies, and changing her home address without first notifying prison authorities, according to TASS news agency. Israel is seeking international help to battle wildfires outside of Jerusalem. The wildfires have forced hundreds to evacuate and sent clouds of smoke billowing over the city. That's according to the Foreign Ministry on Monday. Planes and crews fought the blaze for a second day as strong winds and dry heat assisted its spread in wooded hills some 10 kilometers west of Jerusalem. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.